Today is Daf Lamed Dalet. We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Where exactly are we? Two lines in the bottom. Okay, so we're talking as follows. Just to back up for a minute to gather our thoughts. The Mishnah here in Ksuvos on Daf Chavtet, we've been dealing with this issue since Chavtet. The Mishnah on Daf Chavtet said that if somebody is Ma'anis, his sister, he has to pay a knas. What the Mishnah in Makos said that if someone is Ma'anis, his sister, he gets Malkos. Right? No knas. How do you reconcile that? So we had three answers. Ula gave one answer. Ula said the answer was, what is Ula's answer again? Right. Ula said that over here, she's a Naira. Over there in Makos, she was a Naira. Therefore, you get Malkos. Over here, she wasn't a Naira. She was older. So there's no Malkos, just a Knas. The other way around, right? Other way around. Over here, she's a Naira. So you have an opportunity to get a Knas and Malkos. No Malkos, only Knas. Over there, she was a Bogaris. So they're just Malkos. That's one answer. Thank you. Rabbi Yochanan gave a second answer. What was Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Rabbi Yochanan's answer was, over here, there was no Hasra. Therefore, there's no Malkos. Over there, there was Hasra. Therefore, there's Malkos. Rish Lakish gave the third answer. That was yesterday. Rish Lakish said that who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir holds, you get Malkos and you have to pay. In a Chanam, you have to pay. Right? There is no Kamal Midrabi near Malkos. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Okay? Right. You hear this? Therefore, you pay the knas over there, Malkos. No, you can't have two punishments. Therefore, there's only Malkos over there. No knas. Then we asked, according to Remeir, and then we said, don't think that Remeir only holds that by Malkos, because he even holds it by money, by Misa. Right? He even holds it by Misa. What's the case? Let's say somebody steals an ox and he shechts it on Shabbos. So you chayiv Misa, and you also have to pay 4 and 5, right? In a chanami, you chayiv Misa, you have to pay 4 and 5. Why? Because he holds, there's no kimle even by Misa, right? Then we said, no, it's not a raya. Why is it not a raya? Because maybe Remeir's case was where someone else did the shechita. You stole it, and someone else did the shechita. Right? So if someone else did the shechita, why do you have to pay 4 and 5? So the Gemara said, we had a bunch of different makoros. Well, just like when you sell it, you need 2 people. So to the shechita, you can have 2 people. Right? Then the Gemara said, well, is there anything that, if I did it myself, I would not have to pay. Why would I not have to pay? Because I'm going to get killed. Because I shechted an animal on Shabbos. And it's an Isha Malachas, I'm going to get killed. But now that my neighbor did it, I have to pay? And the Gemara said, yes. So the only reason I'm not paying is because of Kimle. That's where we ended off. Right? Now, itoveach al yedei acher. So 1 second. If someone else is doing the shechita, but the shechita, it gets attributed to me. It becomes my responsibility. Because he's my shliach. Right? It becomes my responsibility. So the ma'ita ma'ya the Rabbanan the patri. How can the Rabbanan hold you patr in such a case? Why the Rabbanan hold you patr? Right? Okay, you hear the question? Why the Rabbanan hold you patr? What? Why does he hold that the thief is patr for having to pay? Why? So, man chachamim, who are the chachamim? Reb Shimon he, the chachamim are Reb Shimon, the Amar who said, shechita she'enu ru'uya lo shmei shechita. A shechita that's not roi is not considered a shechita. Therefore, there is no 4 and 5. There is no 4 and 5. The only time you pay 4 and 5 is on a valid shechita. Here, it's not a valid shechita. Why not? Now, ha'tinach over this kochavim v'shar ha'nizkal. I understand why shechita of an avodah zarah is not a valid shechita. Why is it not a valid shechita? Because it's asr bahana. Not allowed to eat that animal. Or a shar ha'nizkal is also not a valid shechita. Why? Because it's also asr bahana. The animal was what they did. The shark killed somebody, so they did a judgment, and the shark has to die. Before Bezin has a chance to do skill, you go ahead and check it. Now I'll eat that. El shchita Shabbos, but shchita on Shabbos is shchita ruyihi. It's a valid shchita. Ditnan, because we learned hashochet b'Shabbos. If somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos or b'Yom Kippurim or in Yom Kippur, afal pishem is chayev b'nafsho. Even though you chayev misa for that, because you violate an iser Shabbos, shchita also k'shera. You can eat the meat. You're allowed to eat it, right? So we had this gemara last time when we asked. But one second, but you're a mummer. You're an apikoros. So the shchita of an apikoros is no good. It's not going to be mutter. So maybe there's a bunch of answers to this question. One of the answers was it was the first time the guy did it.
Right.
Didn't make him a mummer yet.
Mummer after you do it.
He's still chayav misa, but the shchita, the meat's kosher. So why over here is it not good? Why is it? What's wrong with the shchita? I understand avodah zarah and char niskal. You can't eat it. What's wrong with the Shabbos one? Yeah, you chayav misa. So what? Why only pay 4 or 5?
He stole it,
and someone else slaughtered it. Right? So he did the Ma'aseh Aveira. He did the Ma'aseh Aveira. But we say that since you stole it, he's your shliach, so you have to pay the 4 and 5. So why don't you pay the 4 and 5? So Savar lo Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Now we're going to have a whole long brisa. What happens if somebody cooks on Shabbos? Can you eat it? Can you eat it? Can someone else eat it? Is it bebezit? Is it b'shogeg? A whole long story. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is going to come out to say, you can't, no one's allowed to eat it. So if no one's allowed to eat it, there wasn't a roi. No one's allowed to eat it. A whole long story now. Titanya, hamavashal b'shabbos. If somebody cooks b'shabbos, on Shabbos, it doesn't mean cooking, it's any malacha. It's any malacha, really. We'll see in a few minutes. It's not any malacha, it's many malachas. Hamavashal b'shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'shogeg. If he did it by mistake, he forgot it was Shabbos. So Yochal, he's allowed to eat it. B'mezid, if he did it b'mezid, lo yochal, he's not allowed to eat it. Divrei Rab Meir, that's Rab Meir Shita. Rab Meir holds two things. Number one, the reason why b'mezid can't he eat it?
Knas.
It's a knas. It's a knas, exactly. Why b'shogi can you eat it? Why b'shogi can you eat it according to Rab Meir? Because it's a knas. The whole reason he can't is a knas. So what kind of knas? The guy did it by mistake. So what kind of knas is that? And we don't say we're going to make a knas shogig atu mezid. We don't say that. So I can't eat it. Right? That's your mayor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Bishogig yochol l'matzah Shabbos. Ah, if you did it by mistake, you can eat it on matzah Shabbos. Why? Because we make a knas shogig atu mezid. So therefore you have to wait till after Shabbos. And b'mezid lo yochol olamis. If you did it b'mezid, you can't eat it forever. You can't eat it forever, but your neighbor can. So I can't eat this. I cooked it on Shabbos, amazing. But you can enjoy. That's the first two shitas. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer. No, bishogeg yochel matzah Shabbos lacherim v'lo lo. Bishogeg, you can eat it on matzah Shabbos. Someone else, right? And b'mezid lo yochel olamis lo lo v'lo acherim. And on matzah Shabbos, nobody can eat it. Not you, not anybody else. So therefore, if somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos, b'mezid, nobody gets to eat it. So therefore, it's called a shechita she'ena ru'uya. And therefore, there's no dalad v'hei, according to the Rabbanon. Okay? Now, my taima, the Rabbi Yochanan Hasandlar, what's the reason for that? Right? Rashi and Chulin asks the question, this Gemara appears in Rashi and Chulin, why, if it's b'shogeg, why are you making a knas on other people? What do you want from other people?
Why? That makes sense.
Why?
Otherwise, I'm going to do, you know what? I can't eat that. You'll eat that. And why? You're right. Just do me a favor. Give me back a big piece of steak, too.
No, so then the guy himself is not allowed to eat it. So why can't someone else eat it? What's the kind of, why are you punishing the neighbor?
It's not punishing the neighbor because otherwise you make a little trickery. I can't have this. You only do it this one. You gave me something else in return.
So,
no knas.
So the Gemara doesn't think that. I hear. It could be an answer. The Gemara says, Kedirish. Kedadarish Rabchia Apischa Debenasia. It says like this: Ushmarta Mesha Shabbos. You should guard the Shabbos. Ki Kodesh Hilochem. Because it's Kodesh to you. Ma Kodesh Asur Bachila. Af Maisa Shabbos Asurim Bachila. You hear that? It's Maisa Shabbos. Holy, it's been. It's a Ashkafic concept. It's That's my, what does that mean? Ma'ase Shabbos. Says the Rajba. Now, this has to be qualified. Says the Rajba, let's say you violate Shabbos and you carry a book in the Shus Rabbim. So you can't use that book? It's Ma'ase Shabbos. It didn't have air with it. No, of course not. We never say such a thing. Don't say such a thing. Why don't you say such a thing? Not sure why not. He says, the Rajba says, it's only on things that change in a malacha. They change. Cooking changes. First I couldn't eat, it was raw. Now it's edible. Oh, it's Ma'ase Shabbos. But a book didn't change. I just moved it from here to there. So the book's still mutter. Why?
That's
what the Rajba says.
That's such a difficult
one. Someone carries a book on Shabbos from his house to my house.
Right.
I'm allowed to use that book?
Correct. That's what the Rajba holds. What? Wouldn't you think that? So the Rajba says only things that changed. Right? Before, the meat was not edible. It was raw. I couldn't eat that. Now he got cooked it. He made a barbecue. Now it's kishmak.
That means it's not knas.
What?
According to
him,
it's not
knas. Right, so we're saying it's a new thing. It's called Ma'ase Shabbos. So if it's Ma'ase Shabbos, then it makes sense to say that the neighbor can't eat it either. I said to you, what are you punishing the neighbor for? So you said because they're going to do trickery. But then what you punish, he's still being punished for no reason. It's a gzeira.
No reason.
I'm punishing the neighbor off to trickery.
Correct.
Right? Now the Gemara says something much deeper than that.
I'm punishing your neighbor, I'm punishing you.
No, you're punishing the neighbor.
No. The reason I said trickery is because you're punishing you. You can't have it. Point for all sheep.
Right.
You can't have it.
So we both agree there's no reason why the neighbor can't have it. He didn't do anything wrong.
Correct.
And it was Bishogig also. He didn't do anything wrong.
I was afraid that the neighbor's going to give him a feast and then do swap.
Right. So the Gemara says something much deeper.
I don't know.
It's usher for the neighbor. It's usher for the neighbor. May etzem it's usher. Why? Ma'ase Shabbos. Ma'ase Shabbos.
Even though Bishogig.
What?
Even though Bishogig. That's because Bishogig, Ma'ase Shabbos?
Yes, that's not Peshogig. We're amazed now.
Amazed?
Yeah, but the question was, what do you want from the neighbor? He didn't do anything wrong. Right? So you want to tell me it's a gzera auto trickery? I hear. It's fine. That's a good answer. The Gemara is something much different. It's Ma'ase Shabbos. Now, that has to be qualified. Because if that would be the case, then anytime someone did an avera, it would be also to use it.
Or I have to go put it. Is this Ma'ase Shabbos? Is it not Ma'ase Shabbos?
Exactly. So says the Rajba, it's only if anything changed. Only if something changed.
I don't think the Chacham wants to make
right?
a decision.
So, for example, if somebody trapped something, it didn't change. Right?
So now the Ma'ase Shabbos and this one changes now?
Yeah, that's the Ma'ase Shabbos.
Not the iron. All of a sudden now, every single one, we have to go down the line.
Correct.
What this does.
Correct.
That's a bad move.
Correct. Right?
That means you can go to a kosher restaurant on Shabbos that's open on Shabbos. A kosher restaurant, in theory, that's kosher.
Yeah.
That's open on Shabbos. You right. can go in there and eat. In theory, if you said that Ma'ase Shabbos was not a problem.
What do you mean?
Because it's cooked on Shabbos, you can go eat.
It's cooked. It changes. It's cooked on Shabbos. That's Ma'ase Shabbos. Right. That's the problem.
If you didn't say that, you'd be open.
Correct.
Our restaurants are not sharing out. Just don't cook on Shabbos.
What?
Problems
right.
everything else.
Right.
I'm going to take every single item of the 39 malachos and see where they stand.
Right. Right. So most of them, there is a change that takes place.
Is it?
Almost all of them. Before it was this, now it's that color, because I dyed it. Before there was a blank page, now I wrote on it. Changed it. Most of them are changes. I think the only two that don't have changes are carrying and trapping.
You know, so is a grua.
It's Ma'ase grua. What about trapping? So you want to say that it's different because it was trapped? The animal's different now?
Whereas it was free and now it's trapped.
Now it's trapped. Did it change? You can play with that one. But most of them do change. Right before I had this, and now I have wheat without this.
The skin's changed?
Yeah, before the animal had skin, now it doesn't have skin. Of course it changed.
But
you can't make that argument by carrying. Okay, before it was here, now it's over there.
Exactly.
Well, it's something changed, so that would be different.
The
patient
changed.
But then the item didn't change. That's why it's such a chiddush. Nothing changed. What changed? Like Bati said, the location changed.
Well, before it was in your wishes, now it's in his
wishes. Okay, so boy, that didn't change. The place changed. Okay. Anyway, imah kodesh aser bana af ma'ase shabbos aser bana. So then, if that's the case, it should even be aser bana. Like kodesh aser bana. Everyone agrees you could sell it. I can't eat it, but I could sell it. I could sell it to a guy. I could use it for dog food. That everyone agrees you could do. Tamad lamar lochem shalachem yehei. No, it's a drasha. The hana is not aser. Yachal afilu shogeg. I would say, well, this is true even b'shogeg. No. Talmud Lomar, Mechaleh mos yumos. B'meizid amar dilcha v'lo b'shogeg. Not b'shogeg. Now, pligi ba, revacha v'ravina, it's a machlokas. Chad amar ma'isa Shabbos d'oraisa, v'chad amar d'rabanan. Manda amar d'oraisa kidamaran. We just quoted a pasuk. Manda amar b'sho d'rabanan, amar kra kodesh he kodesh. V'ein ma'aseha kodesh. Right. Shabbos itself is kodesh, but what you do on Shabbos is not kodesh. So it's only d'rabanan, this idea. Ulamand Amar Rabbanan, my Tamaya Durabanan, the Patri. So one second. If you hold it to Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan say you're Pater? Look at Rashi. My Tamaya Durabanan, the Pligia Durabmeir. They argue under Meir. U Patri mi Knas Arba V'chamisha. There is no Knas on 4 and 5. Ho V'toveach Ayde Acher, U Kimta Ha B'shchita Ru'uyihi Midaraisa. So then why are you Pater? According to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, Kika Patri Rabbanan, Ashaira. You're right. You're not Patra on this one. You only Patra on the other ones. What are the other ones? Sharaniskol and Avodah Zarah. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks an unbelievable question, which is a question in Hilchas Dal Dehei. So what does the Gemara say? When you shecht an idol, when you shecht an animal for Avodah Zarah, you have to pay Dal Dehei. Do you pay dal v'hei? Is it it's aser ba'anah? You get skila because you over the avodah zarah. So let's think about it like this: toveach lavodas kochavim, kivon de shachit beporta. Once you shechted a tiny drop, it's arlei. It becomes aser. Why does it become aser? Because avodah zarah. Idach. Now the rest of it ki ka tavach. When you shecht it, lav demare katavach. It's not yours anymore. Or it's not the owner's anymore. Why is it not the owner's anymore? Because you've changed it. You hear?
Who's Kone?
Huh?
Who's Kone?
You! The thief!
Not the original. What's the thief here? And therefore what?
This animal belonged to the local church. They were going to sacrifice it and worship it. I took it, and I shechted it. Says the Gemara, the minute I start shechting it, I've now worshipped it. Once I worship it, it no longer belongs to the owner number one. It belongs to me. And if it belongs to me, how am I over in Dal V'Hei? You hear that question?
No.
That's the Gemara's question.
You're making a real long stretch.
Yeah.
You're saying
you
that
stole
that
it from the church,
it becomes
yours?
Yeah.
Through stealing.
Well, in the Torah, a ganav can make kinyanim, right? When you steal it, it becomes yours.
We had that before. Yeah,
right.
But it's no longer in the churches.
Correct. It becomes mine.
It's not about the Zohar anymore.
What?
It's not about the Zohar anymore.
It's consecrated once for about the Zohar.
The only person who can make it something deconsecrated is the person who had made it the consecrated in the first place.
No, but if you took it away, if you stole it from the guy, it doesn't belong.
Yeah, if you stole it from the guy, it becomes yours.
That's Tosfos' question.
No,
it's never chayav dal v'hei. Because the minute I start to shecht it, it doesn't belong to the guy anymore. It belongs to me.
Right, that's the
and if it belongs to me,
there's
no dal v'hei.
Right.
So there's never dal v'hei.
Is that a case of avodah zarah?
Correct, but the point is, if I'm starting to shecht it, I've now changed it.
Right.
Then therefore it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. It belongs to me. Exactly. I have koneh it by changing it.
Yeah.
And then therefore my dal is no dal v'hei. There's never dal v'hei.
And it shouldn't be also about
I understand it's a knas, but it has to be not mine. The minute I start shechting it, it becomes mine. Look at the Tosfos of Kivon.
It can't be for both of you.
No.
Correct.
You have an animal in your pen.
Right.
I go take it. I don't do anything with it. I just let it go.
No, but dal v'hei has to be either selling it or shechting it. Yeah.
Correct. So, if I let it go, no yeah. Dal v'hei, obviously, because yeah. I didn't do anything.
Okay. Correct.
So,
yeah.
Dal v'hei is only because it's the knas on the person that you did this and you make yes.
Correct. 100%. But the knas can only apply
once it's yours.
Once it's if it's not yours, there's no dal v'hei. If it's yours,
it's stolen item. This is now yours.
Look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. It's a one line Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Kivon sheshachet beporta asr v'idach. You see Tosfos? V'im tomar. Every time of dal, forget the churches. Any buys that you steal, it doesn't belong to the guy. The mechishachat porta. Once you shechted a little bit, kanya b'shinui, you're kona it because you changed it. Right? So what's the answer to that question? Ella must be, like Mati really said it, al karchach, b'hachi chayev rachmana. The Torah said, too bad yechayev. Torah said, too bad yechayev. Hachanami, loshna. So too, if it belongs to the church, what's the difference? What kind of question was the Gemara asking? What kind of question is this? The Gemara asked a question. But with the minute you shechted, it becomes yours. Right? So therefore there's no dal v'hei. So says Tosfos, we can ask that question of every dal v'hei. And how come we didn't ask that question ever? Because it's obvious. Torah said, too bad. You chayev a dal v'hei, right? So what's the difference if it's a church? What's the difference? So listen to the answer. Listen, you know what time we think of Tosfos' answer? V'omari. So the Tosfos' answer is, b'lo chashiv shinui l'knosa b'kach. That's not a change. We know this halacha. That when you steal something and you change it, it becomes yours. What does that mean, it becomes yours? It becomes like it's yours. So you owe the guy the money, you stole something, no question about it. Now let's say someone steals it from you. Do they owe you? The answer is yes, because it's yours now. So if I steal a block of wood and I make it into a chair, I've changed it. 100%. If I stole an animal and I nicked it, I changed it. Right? So the answer is, says Tosfos, no, you didn't change it. But you did worship it. Because you started to shecht it. So there's a difference. There's a difference between stealing someone else's animal and stealing the church's animal. Therefore, the Gemara asked, why should you be chayiv? You changed it.
If you stole the animal and you shechted it.
Yeah.
It no longer belongs to the church. So you took it away from the church and you shechted it.
I know, but the only time you can be chayiv hadal v'hei is if it doesn't belong to you. You can't be chayiv hadal v'hei if you go to your own herd and start shechting things. Not hadal v'hei, it belongs to you. So if you steal something and you change it, it belongs to you.
Right. So right? If it belongs to you, then it doesn't belong to the church. It can't belong to two.
Then there's no dal v'hei. If it belongs to you, there's no dal v'hei. So what are you chayiv for? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, not going to like this answer, Amarava, but Omer, when someone said, Bigmar Zvichu Avoda, no, I'm only worshipping it when I finish shechting it. So therefore, the shechting and the worship comes together. Huh?
So family doesn't make any sense at all.
We would normally think that the minute you start shechting it, you may have worshipped it. No! I don't worship until I finish shechting it.
You stole to worship?
What? You stole to worship. You stole to worship, but you said, my worship consists of the following. When I finish shechting it, then I've worshipped it. Therefore, the dal of the hay and the iser of Avodah Zarah coincide. Otherwise, they don't coincide. Because the worship comes before the shechting. The worship comes the minute I touch it. Okay. That's the answer. Now the Gemara has another complicated question. Shahaniskal, same story. Lav di dehu de katavach. You shechted, it didn't belong to anybody. I'm not sure, I'll tell you the honest truth, I'm not sure the answer to this Gemara. Right? It didn't belong to anybody. Why didn't it belong to anybody? Well, who is this? Who owned the Shahar Niskal? Ruvain. What happened? Ruvain Shahar killed somebody. Right? So what they do, they judge the Shahar, and the judge has to get Skila. Once it has to get Skila, it doesn't belong to Ruvain anymore. Why doesn't it belong to Ruvain? Because it's Aser Bahana. So when I shecht it now, what the Gemara say, you have to pay Dal V'hei. Why? It doesn't belong to anybody. Okay? So the Gemara is going to come up with a crazy case of how it's Dal V'hei. Ready?
To whom?
Listen to the case. Amar Rabba. Hacha Ma'eskin. Here's the only way this could be possible. Keep going, for example. Shemasru L'Shomer. The owner of the ox gave it to me as a Shomer. I'm a Shomer now on the ox. V'hizik B'beis HaShomer. While I was watching it, it did damage. It killed somebody. V'nigmar D'nei B'beis HaShomer. And the Bezdin came to my house and they judged the ox right away on the spot. V'gonvo ganav mibeis haShomer. Then someone stole it from me. So where is the ox now? Over there. Right? And someone stole it. Right? And therefore what? I need help for this. And I believe he also shechted it.
Has to be.
Right? He also shechted it. Then Verb Meir, Savalakar of Yaakov, Vesavalakar Kerb Shimon. He holds like Rav Yaakov, and he holds like Rav Shimon. Savalakar of Yaakov, Damar, Af Shemishinig Mardino, Hechziru Shawal Abayal of Buxer. Even if there's a Gemar Din, if he returns it, it's considered returned. What does that mean?
That means.
To the original owner.
Yeah, original owner.
To the original owner. I'm the Shomer. So this Reuven gave it to me, and then it got stolen by Shimon. Right? So what happens now? Reb Meir holds Reb Meir Savala Kerb Yaakov Savala Kerb Shimon Savala Kerb Yaakov. What does Reb Yaakov say? Af Bishenig Mardino. Right?
I'm talking about when the weapon's stolen now. Speaking about the guy who, the Shomer, returning it to the original Baal.
Okay. Bishenig Mardino Hechziro Shomer Labaal of Mukhsar. I return it, it's returned. It's worthless now. Why is it worthless? Because there was a din on it that it's going to be... So what? It was an ox? It's an ox. It's returned. It's like saying it was chametz. Right, you lend me bread, and I return the bread Erev Pesach. It's bread. Yeah, but I can't do anything with it now. Right? I can't eat it now. Okay, so what? I still returned it. Same idea. Right? Also, for several of Shimon, Damar, Davar Hagorim Lamamon, Kimamon Dami. Again, same idea. Even though it's worthless, it's still like money because it's an ox right here in front of you. The ox is worthless. So what?
That's very difficult.
Therefore what?
So it's different in the case of the shomer.
Therefore, you have to pay the dal v'hei.
Therefore, in the case of a shomer,
yeah,
it gets what's it called? It's in the shomer's possession when it kills.
Yeah,
it gets. Did on top of it, and then he says, "You know what? He takes it overnight from the prison, gives it back to the original owner, and goes, I'm done."
Right. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on here in this case.
And what's the application to the?
So therefore, it's possible to be over dal v'hei on a shahar niskal. That's the only thing.
When does it get stolen? Which part of all this does it get stolen? That's what I'm trying to.
When does it get stolen?
Yeah.
It gets stolen from the shomer.
From the shomer. After it's been. And the
guy
gives it back to the.
No, so the guy shechted it.
Okay.
But since if I would give it back, the Shomer would give it back, it would be considered given back. It's worthless. So what? You gave it back. So too, the Shomer would be. The guy who stole it would be Chayav Dal V'Hei. It is only in this case. But if you steal a Shahar Niskal in a normal case, well, where do you steal it from? You steal it from the Bezdin's pen. You'd have taka, there would be no dal of the hay. Okay. That's all the first answer of Reb Meir, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that what's the case? The case was, why is there a steer? How do you reconcile the steer between here and Machos? The steer is Reb Meir. We hold like Reb Meir. That what? They have two mouths. And a chanami, you get both. Malchus and Knas. Then we said, what about by Misa? No, by Misa, he also holds that. By Misa, we said it was Dal V'Hei or someone else who did it. Right? And then therefore, that's how they could be Dal V'Hei. Rabba Amar, no. L'olam b'tavecha adi atzmo. You shechted it yourself. The Reb Meir, loke u'mashalim islay. Loke u'mashalim, yes. Mesu u'mashalim, leslay. Mesu u'mashalim, no. Right? There is no such thing as Mesa Mishalim. Mamdas and Mishalim, yes. Mesa Mishalim, no. Why? Vishani Hani. Why is this different? The Chiddush who Shechid Shetar B'Knas. It's a Chiddush. The Torah made up a thing. Why should I have to pay five times as much? Why? Why if I'm honest, my sister, do I have to pay a Knas 50 shekel? Why? The answer is, Torah made up a Chiddush. Afagaf the Mikdal Mishalim. Even if you get killed, you have to pay. Now, the Chassam Sofer says something brilliant. He says, every punishment in the Torah is a chiddush. Every punishment is a chiddush. Who made up skila? What kind of chiddush is that? Throw stones at somebody? Who made up? Every punishment is a chiddush. So what's the chiddush about knas? So the Chassam Sofer says, the chiddush about knas is, why on earth should... So what are we saying here? We're saying that really, Reb Meir holds, you can check that yourself. You shecht the animal yourself. You stole it on Shabbos and you shechted it on Shabbos, and therefore the whole thing is kimlay. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because it's a knas. So why is a knas different? Because it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Says the Chassam Sofer. The chiddush is, why does the victim get extra money? His ox is worth $100. So give him $100. Why does he get $500? Where should the 4 and 5 go? Let him go to tzedakah. Help with the mikvah, with the yeshiva, with the shul. Why is he getting it? What did he do to deserve that money? Well, you want to make the guy such a rasha, and he did such a brazen thing, and he stole it off and checked it. You want to make him pay? You want to really make him hurt his pocketbook? Fine, 100%, make him pay 5 times. Why does the guy get it? Give it to the shul. That's his answer. That's a big chiddush. You're giving it to the guy? Why? What for? That's a big chiddush. That's such a big chiddush that it trumps Kimlay. You hear that?
Only by
knas.
Only by misa.
Only by misa and a knat. Right. And even malchus also. So you get malchus, right? Right? Fine. Right? Devaz the rabba l'taymei, the amar rabba, haya gedi god of lo. There was a gedi that you stole. When did you steal it? So Rashi said you stole it on Tuesday. Tuesday you stole it. Then, but for tavach or b'shabbos. When did you shecht it? On Shabbos. Chayev. You're chayev the knas. Why are you chayev the knas? Because shekvar is chayev b'gneva kava kodem shiavo l'day iser Shabbos. Because you're chayev in the gneva before iser Shabbos. The Shiva the Bekebetza says the answer makes no sense. Because why is it a kimle? So Rashi says, the Rashi doesn't say anything. What?
It's not one time.
What? So what?
Kimle is happening at the same time.
And it's the same time as the shechit. If I steal an ox on Tuesday, what am I chayev right now? I'm chayev kefil.
That's it.
Right? That's it. On Shabbos, I get a thing in my head to shecht it. So what have I done on Shabbos? I've done an iser malacha, and I've also made myself pay 3 more times. Right? So isn't that kimle?
Kimle on the other 3?
Yeah. Isn't it? Says the Gemara, no. We don't say kimle in such a case. Because right, exactly. What's the svar for that? There's no svar for that. Rashi's going to say, because there's only such a thing as dalad the hay, there's no bait and gimel.
Yeah.
Or gimel and dalad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you can't pay in two stages. When I steal it, I pay kefil.
No,
then
on A goes on the act of stealing it.
No, it doesn't. It goes on shechting it. No. If you stole it and didn't shecht it, you don't have to pay dalad the hay, you have to pay kefil. Yeah, you get that. Is it normally?
You steal something. You don't shecht it that second. You steal it.
Oh, well, look at the next case. Vama Rabba, where am I? Begana v'tavach b'Shabbos. But if you stole it and then shechted it on Shabbos, now everything happened on Shabbos.
Well, first you stole it.
Yes, first you stole it. Potter, you're potter. Why you potter? She'im ein gneva ein tvichav ein mechira. Because if there's no gneva, there's no shechting it.
And Tuesday, what's it on Tuesday?
Tuesday, you already owed the kefil. Look at Rashi. Rashi says potter. What? Why potter? The kaimalon ain mesa mishalim. There's no mesa mishalim, right? Rashi, in one word, Rashi addresses everything you're asking. And he says v'kivan da keren lo mechayev. Since there's no iser on keren, why is there no iser on keren? Because I'm going to get killed. Because I shechted it. Misa nami lo mashalim. Knas nami lo mashalim. Did tashlume dal vehe omer rachmana. Flo tashlume shalosh va'arba. If you steal it on Shabbos,
yeah,
and you shecht it on Shabbos, then kimle applies. Because the misa and the dal vehe coincide.
Yeah.
But if you shecht it on Tuesday, but if you stole it on Tuesday, then I already owed the kefil. For the whole week.
The minute you drag it out of these guys...
Velo sviralon ki Rav Nosson. And we don't hold like Rav Nosson. The Amar who says, chai no se es atzmo. That I'm not chai for carrying because it's a live animal. Oh, or inami b'kafas, or was tied up. You hear that? So I'm chai for also taking it out of the reshus. How'd that happen? Right? See what Rashi just said? In one little two words, it was tied up. So how did I get it out of there? I carried it, no? So I'm chayav for that too. Don't tell me, well, chayav, no, you're not carrying for carrying live things. It was alive. No, it was tied up. So I'm chayav for that too. So that could be the iser, really. It could really be the carrying. The point is, I'm not going to finish. The point is that the carrying, that the Isser Malacha and the Dal of the Hay come at the same day. Therefore, this kimle. But if it doesn't come on the same day, because I stole it a week, on Tuesday, and now on Shabbos I decide to shecht it, that's not kimle.
Yeah, but you steal it at 2 o'clock and you shecht it at 5 o'clock.
So I don't think it matters.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think it matters.
You may take it out of the guy's rishus.
Because I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. Because you chayev the dal of the hay when you shecht it, not when you steal it.
Right.
Right? However,
right before you shecht it, you already stole it.
So that's what I said. That's what the Shin Dibbe Kibetah says. That's what the Shin Dibbe Kibetah says. The Shin Dibbe Kibetah says it doesn't make any sense. He says, Hiksha. The whole reason is missing. What's he saying? Rabbi didn't explain. Why don't he say kimle in the first case? When you stole it on Tuesday. Good, you stole it on Tuesday. But you shechted it down on Shabbos. Oh, there's no kimle. Why? Because you stole it on Tuesday. So what? I steal it on Friday night, I don't shecht it until Shabbos afternoon. What's the difference? He doesn't explain. But that's the halacha. That's what he says. Okay? Amar Rabba, Hayigidi Gonavlo, if the Gidi was stolen, Utuvacho b'machteres, but you stole it in a tunnel where the guy could kill you, because he stole it in his tunnel, right? We say he's coming to, right? Then, Chayev, you Chayev to pay. Why Chayev to pay? Shekvaran is Chayev b'gneva kodem shiovo de isa machteres, because you stole it before you get into the machteres. However, Gonav Utuvach b'machteres, but if it happened in the machteres, everything happened in the machteres, then pati yipata. Why? Shemen gineve ein tzvicha vein mechira. And tzvicha, I need both these strange cases. Di ashmin on Shabbos. If you want to tell me about Shabbos, bishurim di isurim isur olam. Every Shabbos is usur. Avol machteres, it's a very funny thing. The isur shahu, it's only while I'm in the tunnel. Eimullah, I would say no, there's no din like that. Vi ashmin on machteres, bishurim di machteres, dozu asur aso. There's no hasra by machteres. Avol b'Shabbes, the boy Asra, but on Shabbos, whether it requires Asra, aim a low, maybe I would say there is no Kimle. Tzricha, I have to have both cases. Amar of Papa, now Papa says like this, Haisa para, genuvalo, if someone stole para, utuvacha b'Shabbes, chayv, yichayv. Why? Shekvaran is chayv b'gnev, akkad v'shalav, isra Shabbos. Right? Same thing, stole para on Tuesday, and shechted it on Shabbos, yichayv to pay. Haisa para sh'ulalo, what if the para was borrowed? I borrow your para. Then, I say, you know what? Utuvacha b'Shabbos. And I shecht it on Shabbos. Potter. I'm potter to pay. Why am I potter to pay? Because the Geneva and the shechting happen at the same Shabbos. Right? What if Papa saying different? So, Amalei Ravacha b'Rei D'Ravel or Ravashi. Rav Papa para aslash min? Or Papa had to add that the same thing is applied to the cow? What if Papa didn't add anything? He said the same thing as halacha. So Gemara says, no. Amalei Rav Papa Sheula Asa Hashmina. He's telling us a big chiddush about borrowing. Why? So that the Chimina, I would have thought, how of Amalei Rav Papa? Because if Papa held Mishas Mishicha who is Chayev Lebimzon Aseha, when do you have to pay? When does it become the borrower's responsibility to feed the animal? The minute he borrows it, no. The minute he borrows it, he has to feed the animal. Hachanami Mishas Shaila is Chayev Onseha. The minute you borrow it, you Chayev an Onsin. Right? Therefore, I would say that from the minute I borrowed it, it's as if I stole it already. And therefore, when I decide to steal it on Shabbos, it's not considered stolen on Shabbos, it's considered stolen last Tuesday. When I borrowed it, come on, Shalom, we don't say that. Okay? Good? It's not hard enough today.
Yeah.
Don't worry, tomorrow's harder. Amar Rava, Hiniach Lehen Avi and Para. This is also hard, Gemara. Your father leaves over a para.
Sheula.
Your father borrowed the para. Then your father died. You go to the backyard. You see the para there. You didn't know it's borrowed. You don't know anything. And, Mishtamshin, ba, call you Meshalusa. You use it the whole time. Then it happens after 60 days, 90 days. Someone knocks on the door. Hi, can I have my para back? The loan period is over. So, it's yours? Oh, but go take him. Because you didn't know. Mesa, what if it died? Ein chayav in ba'unsa. You're not chayav. Why you're not chayav? Because you didn't borrow it. Your father borrowed it. So kisavurin shel avi and he. If you thought it was your father's, utavucha v'achula, and you shechted it and you ate it, mishalman demei basar bezol. You have to pay cheap. Why do you have to pay cheap? Because you really didn't know, and it was a show gig and a whole story. So you don't have to pay full dal v'hei. You have to pay whatever it would cost. Hiniach le'avi achrayis the chasim. nechasim, chayav l'shalim. If your father left over achrayis, he has property, then you have to pay. Now, we had two cases. We had one case where you didn't know it was your father's, and then it died. You don't have to pay. And then we said, but if you ate it, you have to pay bezul. Then it says over here, but if you left over property, you have to pay. Ahaya. Ikad demasin la reisha, vikad demasin la sefa. Some said that goes on the reisha, that if it died, I'm positive because it wasn't mine, but if I have money, I have to pay. And some say it went on the sefa, that if I ate it, I have to pay cheap, but if you have property, you have to pay full. Naman demasin la reisha, if you hold it goes on the reisha, kol shkei not sefa, then for sure on the sefa. Uman demasin la reisha, but if you hold it only goes on the reisha, I'm sorry. And then if you hold it, it goes on the Reisha, if you're sure it goes on the Seifa, and he argues on Rav Papa, right? Argues on Rav Papa, why is he arguing on Rav Papa? Oh, because Rav Papa held, the Onei starts retroactive from the date of borrowing. Others say, only goes on the Seifa, Aval HaReisha Lo, not on the Reisha. Why? But kind of Rav Papa. That's what Rav Papa said. Okay, now, again, Rish Lakish held, to explain the steamer between the Gemara and here and the Gemara and Makos, Rish Lakish held, the issue was Hasra. Rish Lakish held that no, you pay both. There's no Kimlet. You do both. You get Makos and you get, that's how we answered. Now, Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan, Lower Kim Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to hold like Rish Lakish. The Kamukim Lakir Rabbanan. Because we hold like the Rabbanan, there is such a thing as Kimlet. You don't get both. Right? For Meir held, there's no Kimlet. Why are we holding like a Daf Yachid? Why did Rish Lakish do that? El Rish Lakish, my time alone with Kirim Yachanan. Why did Rish Lakish hold like Kirim Yachanan? Such a simple answer. There was one case there was Hasra, one case there wasn't Hasra. Why do you have to hold like a Daf Yachid like Meir that there's no such thing as Kimlet? Why? So Amalach, Kivan de Ilu, Asru Bey, Potter. What if there would be Hasra? What if there would be Hasra? Then what? Then there's no Kimlay. Why is there no Kimlay? Because you're going to get Malkus. So once you get Malkus, you don't have to pay. Right? Right? Says Rish Lakish, you know what I hold? Kilo Asru Bey, Nami Potter. Even if there's no Hasra, there's also no Kimlay. I mean, there's also Kimlay. Even without Hasra. You hear this? Azdu l'tamayu, the chiyasur of Dimi, Omar, chayvim misos shogigin, the chayvim malchus shogigin, v'dover acher. In other words, you have to pay, you have to have a chayvim misa, you didn't even kill somebody by mistake, some mistake happened, and you also damaged the guy. Or, you did some aveiru, you didn't get malchus, and you also damaged somebody. Rabbi Yochanan Omar chayv, you're chayv, why you chayv to pay? Because no punishment is going to happen to you. Why is no punishment going to happen to you? Because it was Meshogeg. Rish Lakish Amar, Potter. You're Potter. Why are you Potter to pay? Because theoretically, had this been Bemazin, I wouldn't have to pay. So even if it's Meshogeg, you don't have to pay. That's a huge Kiddush in the Halachas. He holds like that. Therefore, he didn't want to. Rabbi Yochanan, your answer is not an answer. Your answer all depends on Hasra. Hasra is irrelevant. I hold, there's no two punishments, there's no payment, even if there's no Kim, even if there's no Hasra. Why? Because Kimla is theoretical. Just the fact that it's possible is enough. Okay? So I think we'll stop here. I'm sorry. One more line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev Dolo Asrubei. Rabbi Yochanan says, you chayev to pay. Why you chayev to pay? Because Lamaisi, you weren't warned. Rish Lakish Amar Potter, Kivan the Ilu Asrubei Potter, Kilo Asrubei Nami Potter. And we'll flesh this out later tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.